Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It's so good to have with us George Raceley, a man I admire enormously. He is these days the editor of Conservative HQ, which is a product of Richard Viguerie's great intellectual and organizational efforts over many years. George is, among other things, a veteran of hundreds of political campaigns, including every Republican presidential one from 1976 to 2003. He worked for Governor Sarah Palin in 2008. He was also a policy and communications man in House and Senate staff positions and worked on the staff of Vice President Dan Quayle during the George H.W. administration. He is a certified genius, which is one of the things that we're not going to hold against him, but he is remarkable in many respects, and that is among them. George Raceley, welcome back. It's so good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Frank, for having me.
Well, I wanted to have you for a couple of reasons, George, most of them having to do with things you've been writing about, which I find very illuminating, and I hope people will check them out at Conservative HQ. The first being something that caught my eye as well, and I hope most of us, we suddenly were regaled with a whole slew of stories over the past, 17 months or so, I guess now, about Russian influence operations. And yet, George, as you observed recently, it seems as though most of the people who are caviling about them seem to think that they were unique to the period in which Donald Trump was running for president and now in office. Diana West, a colleague of ours, the author of American Betrayal, a regular guest on this program, has made clear that's not so, and yet it seems to be being studiously ignored by others. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, the thing that kind of caused me to put pen to paper most recently on the topic was the Washington Post dismissing Diana's book, American Betrayal, which I consider to be a must-read book for everyone interested in national security, dismissing it as a myth and saying, you know, the short version, well, spies gather information, they don't try to affect policy, which, of course, is completely ridiculous and ahistorical. I have to do is read American Betrayal to see the record documented of the penetration of the Roosevelt and Truman administrations.
And subversion and influence operations at every level of government with, as Diana argues, profound effect historically.
Well, and not just government, but also, you know, other cultural institutions as well have been penetrated.
Right. So the question occurs, George, why would people be conjuring up this image that this is an anomaly involving Donald Trump?
Well, they don't want to admit that the left has been part and parcel of this for 80 years or more.
By this, you mean the penetration and subversion?
Yes, absolutely, the penetration and subversion. And that it started, or it reached, so shall we say, critical mass during a period of Democratic hegemony in American politics.
Particularly during the FDR administration, I guess, and into Truman. Let me switch gears with you, because this is not simply an oversight, as you say, or even just an effort to sort of deflect attention from a certain reality. This is, it seems, quite a calculated effort on the part of the left in Congress to both vilify and undermine this president, notably, but not exclusively, with these charges as yet unsubstantiated of collusion with the Russians. One of the principal beneficiaries of all this, she hopes, is Nancy Pelosi, who would like once again to be returned to the Speaker of the House position she's held off and on now for years. You argue in a Conservative HQ piece, George Raceley, that Nancy Pelosi may well be greatly embedded in that ambition by this so-called omnibus bill that the Congress is about to foist on the American people. Tell us what's in that and why you would say that's so.
Well, you know, this is a vehicle for instituting a whole host of policies that the conservative grassroots have, you know, rejected time and again, that they've told Republicans they don't want gun control, amnesty for illegal aliens, funding of Planned Parenthood, funding of sanctuary cities.
And a whole increase in domestic spending with horrible effects on the budget deficit, right?
Yeah, a vast increase in domestic spending, the great percentage of which is for, you know, sort of war on poverty successor, great society successor programs that have not cured poverty or made society greater.
Right, right. If anything, have simply preserved sort of an inferior class, the underclass, I guess it's called, of people who have little opportunity to get out of it. You mentioned amnesty as a particular concern in all of this, and I think you're absolutely right that this will be enormously demoralizing for the base that elected Donald Trump, and for that matter, created majorities in the House and Senate for Republicans, which would conduce to Nancy Pelosi's ambitions for sure.
Yeah, when you're a Republican voter out in you know, real America outside the Beltway, and you get Democratic policies out of a Republican majority, you have to ask yourself, why bother?
Yeah, what's the difference? Yeah, stay home. I fear that's what's coming if we're not careful. Hey, George, speaking of what's coming, you have also written a powerful piece about what you call peace without victory in Afghanistan. And you describe the failure on the part of our government to understand the war aims of our enemies there, the Sharia supremacists, whether they're doing business as the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or something else. Talk about what's at work there, George. How could it possibly be, here some 17 years on since 9/11, we still don't seem to understand who we're up against and what motivates them?
Well, Frank, the thing that frustrates me so much about what's going on over there is that, you know, our military and political leaders seem to think that our enemies are fighting for control of, you know, this godforsaken piece of mountains and rock in the Middle East called Afghanistan, and they're not. What they're fighting for is the worldwide supremacy of Islam and Sharia. And, you know, the talk now is of bringing the Taliban into some kind of coalition government with the American-supported so-called secular government of Afghanistan. And, you know, it's a joke. It's a ruse to get the United States out of Afghanistan and to absolve the generals of their failures without actually accomplishing the goal, which is to defeat Sharia supremacism.
In that country, at the very least. It seems to me, George, that a further indictment is we're not too clear on what our war aims are there. we're really, this is the worst of both worlds. We haven't come to clear understanding of the enemy, and we certainly don't have a clear idea of what our ambitions are, what a peace with victory would look like, it would seem. George, there's so much more to talk about on that and on so many other scores. I hope you will join us again in the near future. You are always a welcome guest here, and your insights on so many of these topics are, dare I say it, brilliant. So, George, thanks for your time, and we'll talk with you again very soon. Next up, we will talk with Justin Miller about the problem of suicide in our military ranks and among our veterans, and an exciting new app that is making a real difference in preventing that. That and more, straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.